那我们就我就不是纯讲，我们是看那个信经哈，看使徒信经，看尼西亚信经，看加卡顿信经，看那个亚他那修信经，就是看他们的信经哈，信经嘛。
And what we did was we actually look over some of their belief materials, their doctrines, their
就他们的 credo。就看他们，这个就很真的知道他们在讲什么。
So we basically can understand what exactly are they talking about.
哦，这是一定是错的，绝对错。
And so we come to conclusion, Trinity is completely wrong.
不合圣经。
It is not according to the Bible.
好，那最后这些的结果是怎么样
？And so what is the end of all these conclusion?
三位一体之后。
After Trinity.
他们洗礼一定奉父子圣灵名洗礼。
That starting from the Catholic Church, baptism will be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
因为他们的神，神观就是神是三位一体的神。
Because their Godhead is a three persons in one kind of Godhead.
那三位就是父子圣灵，那他不敢奉耶稣的名洗礼啊。
Three persons, they will never say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ because they believe in the three persons, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
他们认为耶稣就是子。
Because they believe Jesus is the Son.
我们这就从小就知道是那个天父的名字是什么。
We all know ever since we were young in Jesus Church, what is the name of the Father?
耶稣啊。
Jesus.
哦，对不对？
Isn't it?
这个外教会，我是在非洲了，非洲甚至他们的那个主教 Bishop 也不知道。
Even the bishop in the African churches did not know about this.
他们那圣灵的名字是什么？
What is the name of the Holy Spirit?
是耶稣
is Jesus.
所以我们是奉父子圣灵的名耶稣洗礼的。
So when we baptize, we are actually baptizing in the actual name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which is Jesus Christ.
爸爸不是名字吗？
Father is not a name.
如果你已经二十岁了，人家问说你爸爸什么名字，你说是爸爸。我看要不是跟你开玩笑，不然这个要送去检查一下头脑有问题。
If you're 20-some year old, someone asks you, what is your father's name? And you say, my father's name is Father. Someone's probably sent you to a psych ward.
其实奉父子圣灵名洗礼是没有名啊 nobody.
Because if you baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you're actually baptizing in no name, no proper name.
所以三位一体的这个最后神观像三位一体的人不一定能够理解他们在信什么。
And so the people who believe in Trinity and in the end does not really know what they're believing in.
除非你读过他们的信经还有一些资料。
Unless,
很认真的读啊。
Unless you really dedicate some time to study their material and their credo to really understand it.
如果有从外教会到真耶稣教并且他以前也很努力他不一定，如果我们坐下来谈三位一体，他不一定很知道啊，要不要试试看
？And if you actually invite someone to talk about Trinity, they and sit down with them, they might not actually be able to go in depth with you.
他们是模迷糊，那个模糊的。
They are actually confused themselves.
你可以去，你上网去看哦，所有的三位一体的理论，到最后他们会讲一个什么？这是没有办法解释的奥秘。
And so if you search the internet and look under Trinity, you will come to this conclusion at the end that they will say this ideology, this concept is actually a mystery.
他们也是圣经的道理加上人头脑的一些道理的集合。
This is a combination of what they reap from the Bible and also their own thoughts.
因为我们是真的有读过三位一体的理论。
So if you have ever studied that concept of Trinity,
到目前为止啦
，until today，
当然我们是开放的。如果有人认为说他很懂，并且要跟我们来讨论。 讨论，非常欢迎。但到目前为止，还也不能讲太大话了，就是还没有遇到说真的可以讲清楚的。
So far, people who claim to know about Trinity came to our church to discuss. In the end, they can't really fully explain it still.
并且如果是三位一体，如果是真的。
And if the concept of Trinity is indeed the truth,
我自己在想，我会第一个跑过去的。
And I'm thinking to myself, I will be the first one to believe.
哎，真理最重要。
Because truth is most important.
但我要离开你们，我会流眼泪了。再见。
But of course, I will. If I was to go to another religion, or another church, I would be sorrowful because I would have to leave you.
为什么？
But I'll go first because.
真理重要。
Because truth is most important.
得救重要。
Salvation is most important.
人情是要 second. 人情在世上的啦。
Human relation feelings are secondary.
人死了。
After we die.
还有什么感情？
What other emotions or feeling do we have left?
我是讲真的。
I'm serious.
所以真理。
So truth
一定在人情，在所有的什么爱心之上。
Is above all else human relations, feelings, and love.
真理是从上而下的。
And so truth comes from above.
绝对的。
It's absolute.
你人间的哈，什么爱啦、怜悯啦、包容啦。
So the human feelings of love, mercy, compassion
是因为真理才有的、
啊、It's because it exists because of the truth.
你没有真理你在讲爱、哦、
If you have not the truth and you talk about love
是人间的
There is only love in the human realm.
有限的
It's very limited.
有时候是迷惑的
And sometimes it is actually very deceptive.
那如果没有真理，只是这样爱的话，到最后是毁灭的。
So if you do not have truth and only merely talk about love, the end is destruction.
所以三位一体神观最后呢是洗礼的改变。
And so at the end of the believing in Trinity was the change of baptism.
不再用耶稣的名。
And Jesus' name was no longer used.
然后对耶稣的这个救赎呢？对，从神观到救赎有一点改变。
And then there's some changes from God's Godhead and His salvation.
好，那现在我们来看我们真耶稣教会的神观。
So let's look into the Godhead of TJC.
我们相信独一的神。
We believe in one true God.
Only one, huh?
Only one God.
神是什么?
And what is God?
那个约翰福音四章二十四节
4:24.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
那在这个是讲神的存在。
This is talking about God's existence.
神的存在，神是灵。
God is spirit. What is spirit?
这个就人没有办法去定义的。
It's hard to even set a standard.
我们只是从圣经里面，像这些东西，就是从圣经里面告诉我们就接受。
And these are what the Bible tells us, and so we receive it.
耶稣跟门徒说
，Jesus said to the disciples,
灵是没有骨没有肉。
That the spirit does not have flesh nor bones.
这是记载在那个路加福音二十四章。
That's recorded in Luke chapter 24.
因为耶稣复活之后
After Jesus resurrected,
他们说哇，那是灵啊，那是鬼啊。
And they say, oh, it is a spirit, it is a ghost.
这是，但是复活之后的耶稣呢
But the resurrected Jesus Christ,
他是有灵体。
He has a spiritual body.
是不一样的。
This is different.
但是耶稣，他是神哦。
But Jesus is God.
他是神在人间显现。
He is God manifested in man's world.
当然，要讲耶稣这个，要用另外一个专题来讲啦。
If you talk about Jesus, you must look at another topic.
耶稣有两个，就是所谓的两个特性。
that Jesus has two special characteristics.
他是 two natures.
Two
nature.
Natures. Two natures of Jesus.
这个圣经就是性情了, nature.
Two natures of Christ.
一方面他是神,
one is that he is God.
一方面他是人,
and one is that he is man.
耶稣是神, 因为主, 耶稣主是主, 他是灵啊,
because Jesus is Lord and he is Spirit.
我们来看哥林多,
let's look into Corinthians.
哥林多后书,
2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第三章,
chapter 3.
第17节,
verse 17.
17节到18节,
and 18. And now the Lord is a Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
好，这里说主就是那灵。
And so here said, the Lord is the Spirit.
他念英文也念出来了，如果没有加冠词哈 ，Lord is Spirit 就是一个灵嘛哈，但是有 the， 如果在希腊文里面这是定冠词。
Oh, so in Greek，
定冠词就是说特定的。
Oh, so in Greek it said the Lord is the Spirit meaning that it is specialized， that it is the Spirit。
对，哦，所以神是灵啊。
So God is Spirit。
主是灵。
Lord is Spirit.
在灵里面其实是没有分的。
So in the spirit realm, there is no differences.
灵就跟物质的血啊肉是完全分开的。
Because the spirit is very completely separated from that, but the physical and material realm.
这是讲主了。
So this is here talking about the Lord.
这是讲神了。主就是神了。
And so the Lord is God.
他们的最原始就是他的essence。 它的存在，是在讲 one true God， 是在讲它的 essence。
And so when we talk about the one true God, we are talking actually about the essence.
是灵。
Is spirit.
所以我们相信的是独一真神，就是耶稣是神，他是灵，独一的，唯一的，独一的灵。
And so when we say doctrine of one true God, true Jesus Church, we're talking about that Jesus is spirit and that spirit is the same of that of God. God is spirit.
没有在第二个灵跟他一样存在。
There is none other comparable.
好，那我们再来看那个提摩太前书。
Let's look into 1 Timothy.
第三章。
1 Timothy chapter
3 第16节
16
好，请念。
16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory.
这里告诉我们，是这有一个大哉的奥秘，敬虔的奥秘。
And so here says that there is this great is the mystery
of godliness. 没有一个人。 不以为然，就是每个人都要说 yes 的。And
so he said, without controversy, meaning that everybody must agree to this.
好，那第一件是什么呢？
And what is the first thing?
就是神在肉身显现。And
that is God was manifested in the flesh.
所以这个是神哦。And
so this is God.
他在肉身显现。So
he manifested in the flesh.
这就是人子耶稣啊。And
that is the Son, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus,
也就是神子耶稣,
and that is the Son of God, Jesus,
也是救主耶稣,
and that is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
所以他是神,
so he is God.
现在以救赎来讲,
and so from that of salvation,
他在肉身显现,
he manifested in the flesh.
所以他是神。
So he is God.
神在肉身显现。
So God manifest in the flesh.
好，那我们再看那个约翰福音第一章十八节，十四节。
And let's also look at John.
好，请你念。
John 第八章。
第一章第十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 14. John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
第十四节。
十四节 ，Yeah， and 我刚念的就是十四节。
你念过了。
第一章十四节。
道成肉身是不是？
对 ，And the Word became flesh。
这是神，你念第一节就知道，太初有道，道与神同在，对不对
？And so if you read in the first verses, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
然后呢，这个道呢就成为 become flesh。
And then it says the Word became flesh.
也一样哈、哦，这是不一样的描述法。
It's the same, but different kind of description.
就道成肉身
So the word became flesh.
所以用这个理路来想的话，耶稣就是神。
And so if with this link, you can say Jesus is God.
那在这里有一个，如果从圣经里面来看的话
，And this is all from the Bible.
我们看使徒行那个以弗所书一章哈。
If we look into Ephesians chapter one,
从三节四节一直到第九节十节。
From verse 3 to verse 9 or 10. 要念吗？
三节四节哈。
From verse 3 to 4, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heaven.The places in Christ. For just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
第九节
Verse 9. Having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself.
第十节
That in the dissipation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ.Both which are in heaven and which are on earth in Him.
在这里有一个字哈。
There is a word.
中文是说那个照他所安排的哈。
According to His good pleasure.
在中文里面就是 that in the dispensation.
In according to Chinese, that in the dispensation of in verse 10.
Dispensation.
In the dispensation,
这个 dispensation 就是我们中文所讲的，平常我们都会听到，就是经纶有没有？救赎的经纶 dispensation.
Okay.
这个字是一个关键字。
This is a very important word.
这关键字，这个是什么？救赎的计划。
And this is the related to the plan of salvation.
为什么会这样子
？Why is this the case？
为什么神他在肉身显现
？Why did God manifest in the flesh？
为什么道要成肉身
？Why did the Word have to become flesh？
因为在这里哈，在灵界里面哈，是属神的哈，有一个神的计划。
Because in the spiritual realm it belongs to God and there is a purpose。
那这个计划呢
？And that whole plan or purpose.
我现在 我画这样是希望比较好理解。
I draw this so you can easily, understand easier.
这个黑色是说神的存在。
Black is the existence of God.
其实没有办法画出神的存在的。
You can't really draw a boundary within God's existence.
这是只是一个 intention, 一个
It's just,
让我们一个思考方向而已。
So we can kind of
用这样表示说神是无限呐，没有办法哈。
But just think to yourself, God is without limit, is without boundary.
那当然，这个全部，那这个呢，就是一个用这个来在神的完全，就是超越物质之上的那个灵界之外，还有一个什么红的，就是说神的一个计划。
And that is to say, to transcend above the material or the physical realm, that there is among that portion of it the plan of God.
那这个跟这个是连接在一起的。
And that is linked to.
这也是在灵界里面的哈。
It's linked in the spirit.
也就是在神的存在的里面，他有一个计划。
And that is in the existence of God, He has a plan.
这个计划是什么？救赎的计划。
And that is the plan of salvation.
这个计划是在天上的。
And that plan is up in heavens.
是属灵的。
And that is spiritual.
其实还没有世界以前。神还没创造世界，就已经有什么有救赎的计划。
And so even before the existence of the world, there is already a plan existent.
那我们看以弗所书一章哈。
If you look into Ephesians chapter
1,
chapter 3, Ephesians chapter 1,
这是我们从以弗所一章四节。三节四节得到的信息。
And that's a message we receive from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4.
第三节告诉我们说，神赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
In verse 3, it says that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
第四节。
Verse 4, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
好，这节再念一遍哈。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
好，我们可以看得到，好像这里有一个创造哈，这里这个世界是这个是由物质世界开始哈。
And so this box here is the existence of the physical world realm.
就是蓝色这个了。
And that is in blue.
其实蓝色是被红色跟什么？黑色所之下，如果这个用那个层面和 dimension 来想的话，但是不一定是对的哈，只是帮助理解而已哈。
To help you think, it may not be all correct, but it's basically the blue box is within the existence of the red and the black boundary.
我们用层面来讲嘛哈，用层面。
Let's look at it from
dimension.
From dimensions.
你看线哈、哦、
，a line
是一点，然后呢开始动
，is one from one point and begins to move.
这是一个 dimension.
That's one dimension.
线的无限永远是线。
A line without an end is a limitless line.
因为不是点的移动嘛。
But it begins by a point.
如果呢，你这个线的移动呢
？If you move that line,
就成面了嘛
？It becomes a surf.
面点线，我现在用线面体来解释这个。
So from the concept of line and point.
当然我讲这个最怕是你们当中有数学的，专门念数学的。如果讲错了，你
especially those who are mathematicians.
我只是高中数学的头脑而已。
Is that if you are in specialized in math, you know, I'm afraid you might catch my mistake.
我希望我高中老师没有骗我，就是。
I just hope my math level is high school level, so hopefully he did not.
上大学就再没有上数学了嘛，对不对？
Because after that, I did not learn any more math.
你无限的这个面也只是面而已啊，对不对？好，那再来就是面的移动就变成什么体了，对不对
？And so if you basically if you have an x and y axis, you have two dimension. If you have a z axis existing, then you bring it into the surface, you have a three dimension.
好了，你看哦，这个体可以包含无限的什么面，对不对
？So if you look at the three dimension, three dimension can encompass the second two dimension.
这个面可以包含无限的线。
And the two dimension can encompass the one dimension.
一个线永远没有办法去理解一个面。
And so
它再怎么想的话。除非它动了。
And so that one-dimensional line will never understand what is in the two-dimensional phase unless it is moved.
这只是用这样来让我们理解一下。
So hopefully you can grasp this concept.
好，我们在这个蓝色的，就是创世。
And so this blue rectangle is the existent, the creation of the existence of the world.
这就是起初神创造天地的那一点。
That little point right there in the corner is in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地之后就有天有地，对不对？
And so when that God moment, at that moment created the heaven and the earth, those things existed. There is the existence of space.
有起初。就是时间的开始。
There is the beginning, and which is referred to the beginning of time.
我们现在所能理解的，就是我们是活在时间跟空间的限制之下。
And so, if you think about this world, that there are three matters. Then, first two is there is the existence of space and time.
你绝对没有办法超越时间、空间去想出一个具体的东西。
And so, we can never exceed the limitation of the space and time.
所以现在有很多物理在讲嘛，到底宇宙有限没限，什么黑洞白洞，对不对
？And so right now there's a lot of physicists studying all this astronomical things phenomenon, or the black hole and what is happening in space.
是这个宇宙，还有一个环宇宙。
That in this universe there are perhaps galaxies of different universes.
这都是讲理论而已啦。
These are all concepts and theories.
这是很难的。
And this is very hard.
好，那我们现在从圣经来看。
Now coming back to the perspective of the Bible.
创立世界以前。
Before the creation of the world.
就是当时启示那个创世纪一章一节的第一节还没开始的时候。
That is to say, before the verse Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 is even stated.
还没有起初神创造天地以前
，before the time in which the beginning in which God created the heavens and the earth，
那个是超越时间的空间的。
That is something that is existing before the limitation of time and space。
在圣经里面就所谓的天上
，and so in the Bible that is of the heavens。
所谓天上就是这个红色的这个灵界了。
And so this red line is resembling the spiritual realm boundary.
那个时候还没有红色的物质世界。
Because at that time there is nothing still existing in terms of the red material world.
在那个时候，你看啊。
At that time.
那时候基督存在吗
？At that time, did Christ, Lord Jesus, exist?
存在啊。
He exists.
好，你看。在创立世界以前
，that just before the foundation of the world，
在基督里神拣选了
，that in Christ He chose us，
两弟那个连弟兄
that he has chosen Brother Lian.
对不对?
Isn't it?
对。那时候你存在吗?
Did you exist at that time?
你要想想哦。
Think about it.
还没有亚当之前，神已经拣选你哦。
Before Adam, God has chosen you.
你存在吗?
Did you exist?
你存在。
You exist.
就是你回去想想，但是圣经是这样写的哈。
But this is what was written in the Bible.
好，那为了要什么呢？让我们成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
For what purpose that we should be holy and without blame?
你什么时候成为圣洁无有瑕疵呢?
When did you become holy and without blame?
是不是在创立世界以前呢?
Is it before the creation of the world?
当然不是啊。
Of course not.
等一下我把这个讲完好吗?
We'll finish this concept.
啊? 是不是?
Isn't it?
那时候你还没被妈妈生下来。
At that time you're not even born.
那个时候神的只有神的安排。
Only thing that exists then is the plan of God.
就是 dispensation.
Which is in this is dispensation.
也就是说我们一般就讲神的计划簿啦。
And we could say that's all in God's plan.
那建筑人就是这是一个什么
in God's
这个蓝图啦。
And the construction worker has blueprints.
但是跟人间的蓝图也不可以用来比较，因为听说了那个建筑的时候蓝图常常会改啊，或是那个材料有时候也会改，但神不会改。
But that's not a really good analogy because in the blueprints by the construction worker, we all know they have different drafts, nothing really finalized. So, but in God's blueprint, everything is finalized.
人会改，因为人看看不对就改一下了嘛。
Human, we change because we look at things
that
should be edited, especially in this realm.
但神在他的灵界里面不会。
But God in His realm will not change.
有一个神的一个，我们用那个所谓的经纶来讲嘛，哈。经纶啊，经纶就是 dispensation.
Oh, according to God's dispensation.
其实这个字，如果你继续再读下去，很有意思的。Dispensation是什么？
If you continue to read this word or study this word, it's actually very interesting.
很容易就是说家庭计划。
And that is the, for example, a family plan.
不是 for example, dispensation 的它 original meaning 就是什么 house plan.
The original meaning of dispensation
is family plan, home plan.
Is family planning.
这个字它原来的希腊文就是什么？就是你这一家哈一个家的计划。
According to initial Greek meaning, that is the family plan.
你不要把它想说，他们结婚家庭计划生几个小孩，不只是这样子而已。
It doesn't include just that, though they marry, these two people marry and they plan to have how many kids.
这个 dispensation 是什么？这是那个。如果西亚文就是这样。
That's in
oikonomia, oikos, 就是房子或是家。
Meaning the first part of the word is house.
Nomia 就是 law.
And the second part of that word is meaning law. So house law.
就是神的家的，你也可以说家法、家规、家的。一个计划。
Oh, so you could say it's God's house, regulation or law.
这是在创立世界以前神已经有的。
And so this is something that existed before God's creation.
那到底是怎么样？
And so how has it come about?
你问我，我也不知道。
You ask me, I don't know.
我只知道说有这个。
I just only tell you there is something like this.
也知道说在里面就已经拣选了什么连弟兄。
I just know that in that plan,
多的我不知道。
Brother Lan already has been chosen.
也就是我的意思是说，圣经写什么你就念什么，就相信什么。
So whatever the Bible kind of writes, whatever you read, then you just take it as it is.
哦，这样可以吗？所以这就是救赎的经纶。
And so this is the dispensation of salvation.
救赎的经纶是在创立世界以前。
So this dispensation of salvation came about before the creation.
你怎么知道？
How do you know?
你怎么知道？
How do you know?
圣经啊。
The Bible.
对不对？人家问说你怎么知道？
People ask you, how do you know? You say,
你只能回答说我也不知道，我只是念圣经，我就相信而已。
You say, I don't know, but it's here in the Bible, and so I believe it.
有没有人看过这个神的计划书？
Have anyone ever seen with their own eyes this God's plan of salvation?
如果你说我看过，那你 say, 要不是撒谎，那你就是神。
If someone say I've seen it, one either you are a liar or second you are God.
那如果你是神的话，我们都要向你跪拜了。他是真的是神呐、啊。
If you are God, then
神可说就我知道。
Because only God can say only I know.
除了神之外，谁说他知道，那就是骗人。
Besides God, whoever says that he knows, then he is a liar.
我们只是领受相信这个信息而已、啊、
We just accept what is told.
创立世界以前、哦、
Before the foundation of the world.